In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, which one of you wants to tell the story about the Ascension? Okay, Anna.
He rose up to heaven.
And what does the Ascension mean? Why is it important?
I don't know.
You don't know? Very important. Because God will make us able to go to heaven. He went to heaven. He's God and man, isn't he? Isn't he a man just like we are?
Yes.
A human being?
Uh-huh.
Right? And didn't he go to heaven?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what does that mean about us then?
That
we can go to heaven. Absolutely. That's what the Ascension teaches us.
When we go to church, we go to heaven.
Yes, I think when we go to church, we do go to heaven, don't we? You know, when the liturgy begins, the priest says, "Blessed is the kingdom of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit." That's talking about like being in heaven. So really, I mean, we are in McKinney in a building, but we are really in heaven when we are celebrating the liturgy. Because we are with God, we're going to receive His body and blood, and He is going to help us to go to heaven. Now, what did Jesus do? He promised something right after He was ascended. He told them that something would happen. That He would send the Holy Spirit, right? And, well, why would He send the Holy Spirit to us?
Because He wasn't there to help us anymore. So He wasn't there on earth anymore, so he sent someone else to help us.
Uh-huh. Yes. But is Jesus gone completely from our lives?
No.
Why not?
He's not how he was.
Yeah, I mean, he's not walking around and talking to people, but he's with us every time we celebrate the liturgy. And how is that?
Because
church is heaven, and we receive the Holy Eucharist, Holy Communion. Jesus is in our hearts, isn't He? Doesn't He live in our bodies and in our souls because of the Holy Eucharist?
Yeah.
And the Holy Spirit helps us too, because the Holy Spirit teaches you things. Have you ever done something bad and you feel bad about it?
Yes.
You know what? That's the Holy Spirit talking to you. It's the Holy Spirit teaching you about right and wrong. Have you ever been praying and felt really, really good?
No.
You don't pray and feel really, really good? I think when I hear you guys sing the Neglinarian for the Theotokos, right? The angel cried. I think you're pretty happy when you're singing that, don't you think? And the Holy Spirit is speaking to you then too. The Holy Spirit is telling you things all day long. But He's not telling you things like I'm talking, right? He talks inside you. Now, Jesus, when He rose up into heaven, He was on a cloud, and the apostles and the Holy Theotokos were watching Him, and an angel told them something very special. What did He tell them? He told them something would happen way later, a long time from then.
The
Holy Spirit would come 10 days later. The Holy Spirit would come 10 days later on Pentecost. Pentecost is 10 days from now. But He promised that, the angel said that the Lord would come in the same way when He judged us. In the judgment, maybe we'll be alive. We might be dead. But it doesn't matter. Because the dead will rise up and have bodies. And the live people will rise up into the sky. And Jesus will be in the sky, and all the angels and all the saints. And then the judgment will happen. And there will be eternity. And He will come as a king.
We know what we have done wrong.
All of us will know what we have done wrong. You're right.
And what everyone else has done wrong.
Well, we might know what everyone else has done wrong. I don't think so. God knows everything. So what do you do about the things you've done wrong so you won't be ashamed of them?
You confess them.
You confess them now, even if you're not old enough to. If you do something mean to one of your sisters, what should you do?
Ask God to forgive you.
Yeah, but who should you ask to forgive you also? No, your sister.
Uh-huh.
Right? If you do something mean to one of your sisters, you should say you're sorry.
Uh-huh.
Right? Uh-huh. And then you say you're sorry to God, and God forgives you. And your sister forgives you. And everything's peaceful again. Okay, so one more time. What does the ascension teach us about what's going to happen to us? He went up into heaven, right? So what does that say about us?
We can do it too.
We can go up into heaven too, in our bodies. Okay? Well, and when you're outside of church too, you shouldn't be good just in church. You should be good all the time, shouldn't you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right. So may God bless you, and may God help you to live in such a way that you will be in heaven.